and handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the second day of April, it is April, right? The second day of April, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. The breaking news on Drudge is good news. Apparently, our president, Donald Trump, has reached the 50% approval rating, which is a good thing. I knew that would come, and I'm sure it's going to go even higher. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to develop a second stream of income. I know my demographics. I talk to you folks. I get emails. I meet you in person. I know that, I'm sure the majority of you could use a second stream of income. And here's a simple way to do it. Set up an eBay seller's account and start selling those dust collectors. That's a good way to start. Just sell what you've already got. Dust collectors sitting in closets, basements, attics, garages. And you'll find it's fun. You'll find it's financially rewarding, and once you get started on it, you'll want to just pursue it. This is Firearms Monday. We visit Mondays with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, my friend. And looks like it's going to be a warm day, bright and sunny and windy out here in New Mexico.
And, well, we're not going to have that. We're having a late winter here in what should be early spring, with lows in the 20s and highs in the high 30s to low 40s. Unseasonably cold, but we've had this before in years past, and we'll be fine. Well, Jimmy, tell us what would be the firearms tip of the week, sir.
Well, the firearms tip of the week is also going to be our subject for the first hour. Had a very good discussion with the young man that he helps us with our gun shows and everything, Robert. And him and I have been discussing this, oh, good heavens, off and on for last several months. Firearms tip of the week. All of us that carry concealed, carry open, carry, period, all have with us the means to harm someone. And the only intent that we have of ever doing that is if it's necessary. However, the percentage of us that carry something all the time with us to save someone or to treat injuries is a very, very small percentage, myself included. So, firearms tip of the week this week, and we're going to discuss it back and forth. We'll be interested in your calls, that some that may do this, is that if you're going to carry a handgun or any other weapon to protect yourself and your family or friends, whatever, carry at least a minimalist, and we'll discuss minimalist here in a minute, first aid kit for bullet wounds. And I'm not saying just the regular Band-Aids and stuff for a boo-boo kit. I'm talking to, say the individual in the parking garage attacks your wife. You do draw, you do fire, you do put them down. The individual is seriously hurt, floating in and out of consciousness, and of course, your wife is screaming, crying, and everything, checking the kids. You've just had a horrendous trauma shock, I guarantee you. And you start getting your wits together, and you realize the individual is, let's say you hit him in the upper arm of his gun hand. And there's a pool of blood just growing. What do you do next? Well, of course, dial 911. And explain where you are, what happened, and you also need an ambulance, then hopefully you're going to hang up after that and call your insurance, your second call defense. But more importantly, you need to have something there to at least either on body or to improvise to help save this person's life, you know. And I guarantee you, none of us want to intentionally kill someone. And there have been cases that the armed citizen has been brought up in court that if he would have provided first aid, the person would have lived. And, of course, he didn't. So he was a barbarian looking to kill someone. And you know how the liberal media and lawyers will paint everything. And so what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is get your pens and paper out now, and we're going to cover a few minimalist items and also how to improvise, and we're just going to go from there today, John.
Okay, well,
I
have a caveat for you, and this may be a generational thing, Jimmy, but I have a caveat that you're old enough to... that the advice you're giving would have been ubiquitous and widely accepted by police and other individuals. But here's the caveat, Jimmy, and I don't believe you've thought about this. Now, first of all, you're advocating emergency first aid treatment to a criminal who has just attempted to harm you or somebody you care about. Now, by definition, the criminal is part of the criminal subculture. Now, here's a caveat. Contact with any body fluid in 2018 can kill you. I say again, contact with any body fluid in 2018 can kill you. Now, I'm more than willing to render aid to people that need aid on one hand. On the other, I know that this criminal laying there bleeding out is by definition part of the criminal subculture, which means also by definition there's a high likelihood that that person is a drug addict, may have hepatitis C, may have HIV, may have drug-resistant tuberculosis, all of which are incredibly higher percentage within the criminal subculture than within the general population. I know that.
Exactly.
Most people probably don't know that. But am I going to risk my life by coming into contact with the body fluid of somebody who has a far greater risk factor for the things I just mentioned? I'm probably not going to do that, Jimmy. Probably not. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, let's see. Now, you have laid the perfect groundwork that I don't have to say no. You and I work so good as a team, even when we don't do anything. That was number one on the list of rendering aid. And that was personal protection in it. What John has said, ladies and gentlemen, is not only 150%, which we both know is an oxymoron, 100% will suffice, correct, because even your counterparts that you work with today in the offices, if you're an outside sales or a mechanic or anything that deals with customers, deals with the public, us, we deal with them here at the store, and we also deal with them at the gun shows and everything. The chance of contact with things that can harm you, thanks to our culture over the last 50 years, has grown exponentially. If you talk to first responders, firemen, police, or anything, you'll always notice they put on the latex gloves first before they do anything. And that, of course, is part of the emergency kit. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, the point of rendering aid either to the person that just shot you, or, and this is the other part of this, say there is a bystander that was behind your wife or something getting out of their car, and the bad guy manages to get a shot off, misses your wife, thank goodness, but hits the individual getting out of the car, just regular mom and pop, could be even a friend or something of yours, and puts them down. That is going to be the collateral damage or intended target damage is always going to be your first priority. Criminal is always second or third, depending. But safety on keeping yourself safe or anyone helping you safe is the primary on anything. If the guy is really just spurting blood and spitting, just stand back. Don't do anything. Sounds cold and cruel, but John gave you a whole list of good reasons why you would want to do that. But in the minimalist kit that we're talking about, and I asked Robert, if you had to carry on your person somewhere all the time a kit for this, what would it be? And the reason I asked Robert is that he spent a couple of trips over into the sandbox, and they had first aid kits and IFAC. Now, IFAC, ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear John and I refer to that a lot of times, stands for individual first aid kit. We'll cover that a little bit later on. But the kit that they carry for immediate had two things in it. Actually, it had three things in it. The first item was two separate pair of latex gloves and a Ziploc baggie. The second item that it had in it was a tourniquet. And the third item was either an Israeli bandage or gauze-impregnated quick clots. That's all that was in it. And the purpose of that is to control bleeding. And the steps in your first aid and everything is airway, bleeding, and I'm trying to remember what the third one was. But Robert could just rattle it off because he memorized it. But you control the bleeding. Make sure they're breathing first, i.e., if they're talking to you, they're breathing. But with a tourniquet or compression bandage like the Israeli bandage or the gauze packs with the quick clot in it, then you're doing your best. Just all you're doing is stabilizing them, ladies and gentlemen. You're getting the conditions set so that they aren't going to bleed out in the hopefully short time that it takes first responders to get there. Now, in a way, what I'm just saying is I'm contradicting myself, because now you've become the first responder. So, individual goes down, let's say it was a person getting out of their car, they're hit in the arm by a ricochet or something, very ragged wound. First off, you ensure that the perp is not going to be a threat, kick the gun away, whatever. Go to the individual that got hit, survey it real quick. Just make sure that they've only got the one and not more bullet holes in them. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, how many people can be shot, and because of adrenaline and shock, they continue on doing things and helping and running around and talking, not knowing that they've got an inch hole in their belly or their thorax or something, and they're bleeding profusely. So, individual, let's say they are hit in the arm, you get them to sit down, get them calm, apply direct pressure first, i.e. that's with the quick slot bandages or the Israeli bandage, and then if it's not being controlled with that, you can look at the tourniquet. Any wounds that are lower extremities, i.e. legs, especially in the thigh region, that are bleeding heavily, immediately go to the tourniquet and follow up with direct pressure, because there are so many large arteries and veins in your legs, ladies and gentlemen, that you can lose a horrendous amount of blood in a very short period of time. Anything to add on this so far, John?
No, you're doing a pretty thorough job there, Jimmy. Going back to something you said earlier, I believe most of the 50 states have what's called Good Samaritan laws, which allow you to act to save life and our property, and do things that otherwise might be considered a criminal act if you are saving life and property, on one hand. On the other, there's no compulsion for you to take these actions. You have permission from the state to do these things, but there's no compulsion to do these things. And obviously, clearly, there could be lawsuits where if a person failed to take action, it could have, they could be sued in a civil matter. But that's something that you may have to live with in order to protect your own life.
Exactly. And see, ladies and gentlemen, that is where, in my personal opinion, our society has gotten so convoluted. 30 years ago, and let's add a little bit to it, let's say 40 years ago, car accident on the highway, everybody in either direction that saw the wreck or came up on the wreck or anything was going to be stopping, piling out. The ladies were going to be grabbing blankets or coats or whatever. The men were going to be running up and seeing, you know, if anybody is trapped in the car and what kind of injuries there are. And these people are going to become very, very proactive. They're going to get the crash victims out of the car, set them off to the side. Ladies typically will, start rendering first aid. If there's a fire or anything like that, the guys would start putting out the fire or whatever that needed to be done. And someone would hop in their car and run and find the nearest phone and call the police and let them know there was a wreck somewhere. And everyone would stay around until the police got there, the ambulance got there, and whatever. And when it was all said and done, a few days later in the newspaper, in the letter to the editor, you would see so-and-so would like to thank. We'll wait for the
Here's our break. We have a break. Stay tuned. Call number is 800-313-9443. Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 2nd of April, visiting with Jimmy Gentling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue where we left off there, Jimmy.
All right. What we were discussing just before the break there and everything was, you know, in the old days, we went to 40 years ago, the car wreck. Everybody helping, everything's all said and done, and a couple of days after that you might see in the paper a letter to the editor or comment section or something like that, and it would be something like this: thank you to everyone that stopped on Highway 2 south of Mermod and helped out with the accident and everything. Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so would like to really show their appreciation and thank everyone for what they've done, and we're all doing better. And that would be the way it would happen back then. Nowadays, front page, you would see someone filing a civil action and everything against the people that stopped and helped because they broke the window on the car to get their kid out because the door locks were jammed. and their kid was cut on a piece of glass getting them out of the car so they wouldn't burn to death. And garbage like that. We've all seen it. It appears in the newspapers and on the news every day somewhere in the United States. And appreciation for life and appreciation for common sense has basically been, you know, relegated to history. Everybody thinks that they're owed something. So if you helped during this accident, but let's say the individual still caught a cold or got a boo-boo or something like that, but is alive, you're still blamed. So that is one thing that John brought up a while ago, is that a lot of states do have the Good Samaritan law, but that doesn't prevent people from being stupid and greedy. It comes down to your own conscience of once something like this has happened, rendering aid. And most of us that were raised with common sense or imparted to our children and their friends still will jump in and help. So it comes down to a balancing act, ladies and gentlemen, to help, and then again, how far to go in that help. And the only advice that I can say is do not ever do anything that you're not comfortable with already doing. By that, I mean direct pressure and applying a tourniquet is one thing. You know, stabilizing a broken arm or something like that with a splint or something, if you're not experienced with it, don't do it. That's where you draw the line on such things. But coming back to the individual first aid kit, if you've got those two simple items, the tourniquet and some way to control bleeding, then you've got 80% of all gunshot or firearms-related injuries covered right there. Because typically, the injuries that you're going to run through with a gunshot, be it at the range or out in public with bad guy doing something stupid, is either going to be a graze or a puncture wound. And in both cases, number one, stop the bleeding. And number two, stabilize the person until first responders get there, the official first responders, because you've just become first responder. So in doing this, ladies and gentlemen, all I'm asking is back up and look at minimalist. Now, we in at the store and everything, and believe me, like I've told everyone before, John, I don't care if our listeners ever buy anything from me. If they can find it at a great deal, or if they've got a local supplier or something like that that can handle their needs, please do that. If you cannot find something, or if you need a manufacturer or a type or something like that, feel free to call us or text us or email us, and we'll help you find what you need and maybe and hopefully find a local source to you so that you can shop at home and support your local gun shops and outdoor places and everything. But the fact of the matter is there are all sorts of tourniquets available now. The easiest one to use, simply because of its construction, and easy to carry because when it's bundled up, it's roughly 3/4 inch in diameter and about 2 inches long, is called a cat tourniquet, C-A-T, just like the little furball that's crawling in my lap.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 2nd of April. My Easter sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads goes on till midnight this evening, midnight Monday, the 2nd of April. $50 off the energy cleaners, 10% off the mattress pads. Yes, you can mail a check or a money order. Just have it postmarked before midnight tonight. That's $50 off the energy cleaners, 10% off the mattress pads. When you place your order using my website or my toll-free order line, you'll be paying full price. I refund the difference. I'm not going to change my automated system for a sale that lasts a couple of days. It just, that'd be too much. So go to my website at thelibertyman.com, place your ad for one or two energy cleaners, one or two mattress pads. When you check out on the website, you'll pay full price. I refund the order, the difference of sale price manually. Same thing when you call my toll-free order line. A toll-free order line, by the way, is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. So that's it. My Easter sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads goes until midnight tonight, midnight the 2nd of April. $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. And just give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking here. This is Firearms Monday. The call number is 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. When we got to the break there on the bottom, we were talking about the tourniquets, and I was mentioning the CAT tourniquet. Now, CAT is an acronym, and I can't remember what the C and the A are, but the T, of course, is for tourniquet. And it was developed in the field. Our troops actually modified other tourniquets and stuff and made these, and then they were actually picked up on and corrections were made, and now they're produced as is in the field. But the CAT tourniquet is designed to be operated by you on yourself. And real quick instructions on it, you open it up, you put it on this way, you pull this strap down till it's tight, and then you take the turn bar and you twist it and lock it down, and you write down what time you put it on. Writing down the time that you applied the tourniquet is very, very important, because when the EMTs or whoever gets you to the hospital, they can look at it and tell how long that limb has been reduced of blood, and then they can act accordingly in removing the tourniquet and doing treatment. It's very, very important to the ones on that end when they get there. Tourniquets can be improvised from anything. A woman's purse, if you've got the straps, can be wrapped around. You can use an ink pen or something rigid to become the crank on it, the twisting crank to shut the blood flow off. The important thing is that you always put the tourniquet on as far up the limb as possible. In the old days, in Boy Scouts and everything, and the old Red Cross, they taught to apply the tourniquet just above the wound. And doctors have found out that because of where arteries and veins and everything run through the body, sometimes you could apply a perfect tourniquet and not shut off any blood flow at all. So on the arm, it's above the bicep, as close to the shoulder joint as possible. And on the legs, it's at the top of the thigh, as close to the crotch as possible. And once it's applied and you write down the time on it, then continue on with other things. But monitor the individual that's wounded. Coming back to the perp that you've shot and everything, let's say you do have they are shot in the upper arm, or let's say in the lower arm, and you've decided, okay, yeah, you are going to put a tourniquet on there because the guy could bleed out because of ambulances getting there or whatever. Going back to the protecting yourself first. If you've just been shopping and you've got a supply of Walmart bags or whatever, dump whatever is in them out and use those as a barrier between you and body fluids. Slip it under the arm or leg or whatever it is you're going to put a tourniquet on, or put direct pressure or an Israeli bandage on or whatever. And, of course, your latex gloves that you've got in your little kit. If not, then you can use the plastic bags over your hands to be a barrier between you and their bodily fluids. But as John mentioned at the very beginning, protection against their bodily fluids is the utmost importance to you. It is nothing about making the perp feel good. You really don't care about that. You just want him to be alive, or trying to be alive, when the police get there. This also has an added benefit, however conceited it may sound. If the guy does survive and his family, or let's say he dies, and his family takes civil action against you, my little boy would never harm anyone. He didn't, blah, blah, blah. And you killed him just because he was green and had purple hair, and et cetera, so on and so forth. If they can show on your side that you rendered first aid, that you did do things to keep them alive until the emergency team got there, you just basically blow their case out of the water. It's a CYA thing. Depending on courts and judges and lawyers and everything, may help, but it never can hurt. It's just one of those things, again, that we got back to the society we were discussing at the very beginning. But ladies and gentlemen, like John said, like I've reiterated, protect yourself from their bodily fluids. Shopping bags, trash bags, you may have a sheet of plastic or something in your car. Whatever it is, prevent yourself from getting their fluids on you, but again, render the aid that you can. Now, back to the tools. I referred to tourniquets. We talked about the CAT tourniquet and its ease of operation. There are several other brands of tourniquets out there. They all come with instructions. I recommend that no matter what the first aid item it is that you get, even if you just buy a brand new first aid kit, open it up, dump everything out on the table, go through the list that tells you what's there, and bandage, we can all operate. Triple antibody ointment, we can all operate. If it has a tourniquet in there, read the instructions on it and actually practice with it a couple times. Have every member of your family or your crew or your fire team or whatever it is, practice on each other several times with this to where you can do it without thinking. Then put it back together and put it in your kit. Your kit that you carry for everyday carry for gunshot wounds is three simple items at the very minimum. Latex gloves, tourniquet, and blood stop of some kind, either the Israeli bandage or we'll go over making your own quick stop gauzes here in a minute. But my dog is howling at the train right now, John, if you hear that. It's what the noise is. But, ladies and gentlemen, this can all be basically about the size of a man's wallet. Now, when you look at Israeli bandages advertised, there are several different sizes. The most common one that we would use in something like this is the 4x4, which is the smallest one, and it's in a air-sealed, vacuum-bagged plastic so that it's totally hermetically sealed from everything. It can't get contaminated with anything. And it's roughly about the size, I'm looking at one right now, probably about 1.5 inches to 2 inches in diameter and about 4 inches long, maybe 5 inches long. Fit in a guy's pocket, okay. Ladies' purse perfectly without taking up too much space. But that's the bulky item of all of them. Now, you can buy the sealed kits that have the quick clot gauze pads in them. Now, the Israeli bandage is designed for massive wound, pumping out a lot of blood that it needs to plug it off and not only stop the bleeding, but also to absorb what's there and control the situation. The other alternative is the gauze packets that are simply gauze, they say impregnated, I say sprinkled, tomato, tomato. But the gauze has got a coating of quick clot on it. Ladies and gentlemen, those little packets, 4x4, 6x6, are expensive. I looked at some the other day, was thinking on ordering them for one of our customers. He was looking into them. A package that contains three individual 4x4 quick clot kits ran $28, John. And
well, that's expensive on one hand. On the other, I'm not aware of any substitute that duplicates it, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is where your farm and ranch supply is always your best friend. Excuse me, I had to get a drink there. If you go down to your, for us, it's our local feed stores out here in the West. Our animal feed stores are basically like a Walmart or a Walgreens, you might say, for animals. You go in there and you can get your rabbit, chicken, horse feed, your hay, whatever it is that you need. And off to one side of every one of them, you've got an area that has a little refrigerator in it, and you can buy your bottles of your penicillin, your ampicillin, your amoxicillin, any other types of antibiotics and everything, and the old large brown stoppered bottles that we're all familiar of when we were kids. And those are quote-unquote veterinary grade, which if you go and talk to your veterinarian, ladies and gentlemen, now what I'm about to say is for educational purposes. I am not a doctor, and I don't play one on TV. But the grade of antibiotics and everything you get there is equal to and can be substituted for most that you would get for a regular pharmacy. But beside that, you're going to have somewhere, by all the creams and powders and everything, a container that is about the size of the tall, not the 12-ounce Coke cans, but like a 14-ounce Coke can or whatever. It's a little bit taller than the normal size, and it's called Blood Stop. And there are a couple of different companies, but it's all the exact same thing. It's Quick Clot. And you'll buy this 16 ounces of this stuff for around $11 to $12, John. That is a whole lot of Quick Clot.
It is. And it is.
So you're buying.
Well, I have several cans of that, of the powder from the veterinary supply myself. It's just not in the handy. It's not in the handy form of being already impregnated into the 4x4.
That's where we're going to.
Right.
That's where we're going next.
Okay.
Now, I learned how to do these a long time ago from an old corpsman, and it is so quick and easy, ladies and gentlemen, you'll love it. All you need is your gauze, your straight gauze pads, 2x2s, 4x4, 6x6, don't care, whatever you want to use, wax paper, and Ziploc bag. What you do, and, of course, your bleed stop. So you take and put your wax paper down, roughly a 8x10 piece of wax paper, and in the center of it, you put your 2x2 pad. You open up your blood stop, and you sprinkle it on there. Put a nice, fairly heavy sprinkle on top of it. Put another gauze pad directly on top of it and tap it a little bit so that they'll kind of get together, and then do it again. I find normally that a layer of three or four, I normally do four gauze pads with the bleed stop on each one of them, is more than efficient. You take the wax paper then and fold it up on the edges of it so that you make a nice, neat little tight package wrapped up in the wax paper, and press that very good. I normally stick a book on top of it or something just to press them overnight. And then you put those in your Ziploc bag, squeeze out all the air, and put that in your first aid kit. When it comes time to use it, if you're using the commercial brand, you rip the top of the little foil pouch off, you pull out the pad, and you plop it on the wound. In using these, you open up the Ziploc bag, grab one or however many you need of the wax paper pouches, unfold it so that you've got you still have the wax paper against your hand and the gauze is laying open, and you put that down on the wound and just press it into place, John. And by leaving the wax paper on there, A, it prevents you from picking up their bodily fluids, and it also allows you to put a nice even pressure on it that you can hold it there in place till it stabilizes, and then put a wrapping or a bandage around it or whatever, and you're good to go. So for the roughly, if I had to put numbers on it, I'd say for about 7 cents, maybe a dime. We'll round it off to a dime.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. We've got a break. Call number's 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 2nd of April. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, what we've gone across here, for just a few cents, you can make your own quick clot pads. And I've seen a couple of guys that have got quite ingenious and creative in making theirs. one individual, there are some, it's a foam, it's a medical foam that they use, and he actually said he got it at Walmart, up in the same sections where they had the gauze pads, the twos, fours, and everything up there. But it's a very thin foam, and it's designed to go between your gauze pads and everything for absorbing more blood or whatever that you're stopping. That's typically what we use a quick clot for, is for bleeding. But on his, he took those and filled the ends. He folded them so they made a little pouch-like thing, and just loaded that thing down with that bleed stop, and then folded it up with a couple of more pads, and then put that one, you know, folded the wax paper up, and then put those into his bag and labeled them separately as HD, heavy duty bleed stop. And I do recommend, if you're, when you're going to label these things and all, to label them like bleed stop or something. Don't label them as quick clot. Some people get a little kicky on things like that. But again, they've lost their common sense. And yes, my dog Theodore just came in, John. He says good morning.
Good morning.
He's got to check on Daddy. But ladies and gentlemen, we don't always have to spend the high dollars. And that's money that can be used in different places. In fact, if you're outfitting four or five separate kits, and you use the bleed stop method rather than the commercial method on that, you've saved enough money right there to maybe put a second tourniquet in each one of your kits. Just, you know, there's an improvise. Next time that you go into the doctor's office and they go to draw blood and everything, look at what they use in their tools, the type of the elastic tape that they always use now. You can find that at your feed store. They've got all manner of the same tapes and padding and everything that you find in your doctor's office or your medical lab. You can find the same stuff at your local feed store, veterinary supply, whatever, and it normally costs considerably less than what you would want. I got a text a while ago during the commercial break. One of our listeners texted me and says that if you do a search on Amazon for bleed stop, you'll come up to the exact same stuff there. And it's
okay,
top of the hour.
Top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, everyone.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.